Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, January 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Continued strength in the job market resulted in a down day for U.S. stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 340 points, or about 1%, to close at 32,930. The S&P 500 was down 45 points, or 1.2%, and the NASDAQ ended the day down about 154 points, or 1.5%. Concerns over higher interest rates were raised once again today when economic data reinforced the strength of the U.S. labor market. Weekly jobless claims fell last week by less than what economists expected, and data from payroll processing company ADP indicated private sector hiring accelerated in December. We'll get a fuller picture of the job market tomorrow when the Labor Department releases the closely watched monthly jobs report. Among individual stocks, Bed Bath & Beyond shares fell nearly 30%. After the company said there's substantial doubt it can stay in business as it struggles to keep shelves stocked and turn around declining sales. Shares of Silvergate Capital fell 43% after we reported that the collapse of crypto exchange FTX forced the bank to sell assets at a steep loss to cover about $8.1 billion in withdrawals. Shares of drugstore chain Walgreens fell 6.1% after the company reported sales and adjusted earnings that topped Wall Street expectations but held its profit forecast in place. And shares of World Wrestling Entertainment finished the day up 2.3% after we reported that former CEO Vince McMahon is planning a return to the WWE in order to pursue a sale of the business. He had retired last year amid a sexual harassment scandal. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.